If you play sports games in 2014, you need Operation Sports. Whether you're knee-deep in an online league, building your offline player career, living the ultimate team life, or simply enjoying one-off games against your friends, Operation Sports will help you get everything possible out of your favorite sports game. The legendary forums at Operation Sports go deep on every topic imaginable, for not just the latest games on the newest platforms, but also some of your favorite ones from years past. You name it, they've got it. Gameplay tips, roster analysis, sliders, critical analysis, wish lists, and terrific places to meet other like-minded sports gamers to form game-specific leagues and communities. Madden, NBA 2K, UFC, MLB The Show, NHL, NCAA, NBA Live, WWE, Forza, Gran Turismo, and more. Of course, that's not all. Operation Sports keeps you up to date with the latest news from around the sports gaming world, along with in-depth reviews, previews, press releases, and opinion. Each community member can also create their own arena where you, too, can blog about anything sports or sports game related to your heart's content. Operation Sports also produces great audio content, including the Dual Threat podcast, as well as the Press Row podcast, the definitive sports game show. 2014 is going to be another groundbreaking year for sports game. Be sure to make Operation Sports the center of it all. Operation Sports, dedicated to sports game.
Hello, this is the Press Row Podcast with my daddy.
Welcome to the Press Row Podcast, brought to you by Operation Sports. I'm your host, Richard Grisham. Hey everybody, Rich Grisham here. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Press Row Podcast. This episode is culled from a recent Press Row hangout that we did over the past weekend, featuring myself and Chris Anner from Operation Sports and Brian Weedye from Pasta Padre, where we talked about and reviewed all of the awards from both of those sites. From the Operation Sports perspective, we look at the sports game of the year for the current and the next gen, as voted by the editors of the site as well as the readers of the site. And then we also go mode by mode, or feature by feature, as it were, for Pasta Padre, who has a whole bunch of community awards. So it's a fun episode where we kind of put the final bow on 2013 and recognize all the different games for what they did right. So enjoy, and thanks again for listening. Hello, good evening. Welcome, everybody. It is the Press Row Hangout, a very special evening tonight, the 2013 Community Awards Show. We have got the red carpet. We've got, we don't have the red carpet. We do have a man in a red shirt, however, moving from left to right on your hangout. Up first, we have a man who is incredibly excited about a certain college football game that might have happened last night, although I'm still not convinced. From Operation Sports, Mr. Chris Sander. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Definitely. And Rich, honestly, I'm still not sure that it actually happened either. So it's actually a question I am raising myself this morning, or afternoon, evening, whatever time it is. You lose track when all this stuff happens.
And to his, in the middle of both of us, because when I watch these shows afterwards, everything is reversed. So I'll just say in the middle.
I'm not in the middle on my side.
Oh, you're not? Well, no. Then I don't know what's happening. That other person who we have not yet spoken to, a man who is going to be watching all of the playoff action this weekend and just rooting for nothing but widespread injuries, from Pasta Padre, the great Brian Weedye. Brian, welcome back.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I would imagine is going to happen in Green Bay, where the field is completely frozen.
Yep.
I remember going back a few years, 5 years or so, there was a Seahawks playoff game in Chicago where the field was frozen. John Carlson in the first quarter gets knocked over, head hits the ground, concussion, out for the game, and then like the Seahawks' whole game plan was ruined because of that. And this situation's worse. I saw a picture today. It just looks like they're just playing on cement there. I don't know. But that's whatever team wins that game is going to have a rough time the next week, I would think. Just going to be beat up from that. And by the way, we didn't dress up. Where's our tuxedos for the special?
I'm wearing black. It's not a black tie event, just a black shirt event.
Oh, if I would have got that memo, I actually would have. I mean, come on, guys.
So, all right, before we get into the specifics, tonight's show is really to put the final ribbon on the sports game year of 2013. We've obviously talked a lot about all of the things, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. But what we're going to do tonight is go over all of the community awards. And Operation Sports and Pasta Padre are the two sports gaming sites, the two sports gaming communities. And so what better way to truly take the pulse of what sports gamers really got out of 2013 than go over the community awards. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Before we do that, though, I do feel compelled to give Mr. Chris Sander a few moments here. His Oklahoma Sooners absolutely thrashed my Alabama Crimson Tide last night in a game where Alabama appeared to have already thought this was the spring game or something. I don't know what happened, but Oklahoma, you just ran roughshod over the Tide. Congratulations, Mr. Sander. I know that means a lot to you.
It was the biggest win for this program since 2000. Unfortunately, we're dealing with a little bit of uncertainty today because Bob Stoops is linked to the Cleveland Browns job. And there was Bob Stoops playing coy today, which really concerns me because he usually just shoots those things straight down. And then right now, I'm sitting here, just popped up on Twitter, Texas is hiring Charlie Strong. That's not a surprise, but that just came across. So
anybody, the Indianapolis coach?
No, the Louisville coach.
Okay.
Louisville coach, yeah. Yeah, Texas, the Longhorns will be getting
They playing a playoff game tomorrow?
Yeah, about that. No, I wish. It'd be nice for my Chiefs. But no, it was a good victory. It really was. I mean, Alabama came out through a very heavy-handed first punch, so it was very impressive. OU came back and made that and did what they did. So, I mean, it was very impressive. I think that was the game plan that I kind of told somebody 2 weeks ago OU should run with. Basically run at breakneck speed on Alabama's defense because they would not be fast enough to keep up, and then you just on defense, you just sell out for the run and hope that man-to-man coverage is sufficient. And that's what worked. So it worked this year, but I would not want to have to play Alabama again anytime soon.
Well, as an Alabama fan who's obviously spoiled, and for the record, I know a lot of people know, but a lot of people don't, I was born in Alabama. Both my parents are graduates of the University of Alabama, so I knew Alabama football before I knew anything. So I've always been a huge Alabama fan. And what a lot of people forget is before the Nick Saban era, Alabama was terrible for a long time. So it's been just a wonderful ride. Mm-hmm. And this year, even the Auburn game to me as a big Alabama fan didn't have the gut punch impact that it would have had this been 3, 4, or 5 years ago. And frankly, I hope that the team comes back really angry next year, because an angry Alabama is instead of riding on two straight national titles is something I would think a lot of college football teams.
I'm sorry, Rich. I think most of the nation just enjoyed seeing fan reaction shots.
I'm sure they did.
Fans. That's what I watched for. I mean, that's what I watch for now.
You got to remember, I'm also a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I know from despair. So there's nothing that Alabama could do that could even come close to matching the despair
somebody in Boston, our sports team this year is failing. It's like you've had 10 championships in the last 10 years. Like,
exactly.
Simmer down. Well, you can't stay on top forever, Rich, in college football. We all know that. Although I will say that freshman running back that ran roughshod over Oklahoma yesterday, I'm not sure he's human, and I think we need to get him genetically tested to make sure, because 6'3", 230 pounds or something, I don't know what he was. He was like a running Mack truck, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be special.
Yep. The good thing is, no matter what, Alabama's going to have as good of a shot as anybody. Now that they have a playoff, you might as well just write their ticket to the playoffs right now. I mean,
well, they get benefit of having a loss that most other teams don't.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Let's jump in. And again, this is the 2013 Community Awards show. That's why we're here. So we're going to start off on the Operation Sports side. So Chris Sander, you had a couple of major awards. The first one was the Current Gen Sports Game of the Year, and you split this into two different ways, basically. You, Operation Sports, awarded the current Gen Sports Game of the Year, and then you had your readers pick as well. So yep. Let's start with, what did the readers pick as their current Gen Sports Game of the Year, and what were the runner-ups?
The readers went... Wow, there's some feedback or something there. The readers went with MLB The Show with 41% of the vote, and then NCAA Football came in at second at 22%, and then 2K14, NBA 2K14, was at 18%. And that was interesting to me that MLB The Show was actually able to carry that kind of momentum through the year, because that's typically not the case at OS. I mean, usually it's forgot. It gets lost in the shuffle. There's usually, you know, that token of support where it gets, but it has yet to get that kind of support at the end of the year, so I was very surprised by that.
Where did The Show and NBA come in last year, if you remember? Were they similarly highly ranked, or were they? Obviously, there was a third game in there that wasn't NCAA last year.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the third game was. NBA 2K won it last year, for sure. 2K13 definitely won it. I think The Show was either second or third. I think FIFA might have been in there last year. But usually FIFA doesn't get a very good showing on OS in the reader polls. But it was very interesting to me that I'm interested in the fact that NCAA Football got that much support, because that's, you know, that's totally – NCAA Football 14 is the new College Hoops 2K8. In 5 years, it's going to be winning greatest game ever polls. I mean, it just is. I mean, that's just how it works. So, but MLB 13, The Show, I mean, I there's not much argument from me with that one. That was a great choice by the readers, and the fact nearly half of the guys voting in it, guys and gals, I guess we do have some lady readers, that so that was interesting to me, very much so, that it got so much of the vote and that it was able to carry that many people into the end of the year.
Brian, any surprises, or does that kind of go with the sentiment you think of the rest of the sports gaming community?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me on The Show, and my dog is making an appearance. Hey, what are you doing? Yeah.
Wait, is that a pug?
He's a puggle.
A puggle? Oh my gosh! I got a pug, Brian.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. No, he's just gonna watch The Show now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so The Show doesn't surprise me at all, because I held the Best of the Generation tournament in November, and I don't remember when that ended, but The Show 13 got all the way to the finals, which at the time surprised me a little bit. So it doesn't, you know, that it's at the top kind of this year wouldn't catch me off guard now. And then NCAA Football, again, I think a lot of people like that more than Madden this year, I'm one of them. And then 2K, you know, they didn't do a whole lot with it on 360 PS3, but you couldn't really go wrong with it either. Yep. Unlike the next-gen version, you knew what you were getting. and that's something you can appreciate in other games right now.
Has the readers being so strongly behind MLB 13 The Show prompted you to go back and play it any time recently?
I actually – oh, sorry. I actually did play it, I guess this afternoon I played a game. But I'm not really in the baseball mood. It's hard to get in the baseball mood when the temperature's dipping down. But I did play it just kind of – or I guess not this afternoon, but earlier this week. I'm getting my days mixed up at this point. This week's been a blur with all the holidays and such. But I played it –
heavy, heavy, heavy alcohol usage as well. Admit it.
No. I do not drink, although I feel like I have.
I see a dog. I saw a dog walk by.
Oh man. But, yeah, no, they're – oh, yeah, that game definitely did a lot of things right, for sure. If the next-gen version gets, you know, a couple of multiples higher to where the current gen is, we are in for a treat with that franchise. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I cannot wait.
Brian, did you go back and play The Show after after your tournament and or any other time recently?
Not so much. I'm just not interested really in the older consoles now. We're only a couple months, 2 months from The Show 14. So I'm more in that stage where now I'm looking forward instead of back.
Yeah, what's interesting is I brought out my PS3 again yesterday. I'm working on a little project related to a PS3 game. And plugged it back in, and I actually wound up putting The Show back in because, you know, again, all of these kind of things, and played a game, and man, it is just butter. It is so good. It is so well done. And I can see myself now that my PlayStation 3 has made its way back. I had my console nice and neat, and now I got my big old launch day fat PlayStation 3 just sitting on the floor to the side of it. But it just reminded me how good it is. So that was the community. What, Chris Janner, were the runner-ups and the winner of the Operations Sports, the editor's sports game of the year, current gen?
We vote on this as a staff, and we had a very quick meeting with the games of the year. This was seriously the quickest we've ever gone through this. It usually takes about an hour or so. We get everybody on Skype, and we usually discuss it.
There's only like three games left.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was seriously incredibly simple, because all we did with the I raised the point. I said, does anybody have any objections to does anybody have any game other than the show that they think deserves this award? And we literally sat there for 5 minutes. No one could come up with anything. I said, does anybody want to vote for anything other than the show? We sat there for another 5 minutes with, you know, just trying to maybe come up with a reason. Nothing came to mind, and then we basically ended up, that's what we did. We just gave the show the award this year. It was very simple, very quick. And, I mean, as good as Tiger Woods this year, and it got an honorable mention from us, and as good as I think NCAA was, that just nothing really compared to the show. And, I mean, NBA 2K, it really felt more mailed in. The show actually felt like they tried. They added some improvements and such this year. I mean, it felt like a regular, what we're used to with the current generation games, with real improvements. So that really, I think, I mean, the fact, it sounds bad, but the fact that it actually made some real legit improvements from year to year, and that it's so good, that had to be the game we had to pick. I mean, NCAA football, it has a lot of flaws. It does not have that total experience the show has, even though it did, in my opinion, improve in many areas this year.
Yeah, that's for me, for years I've kind of said that, you know, if the show ever produces a suitable online experience, that year it would win the award for me, and it did essentially this year, because not only did they improve performance, so it was smoother, a little more reliable, but they had stuff like, you know, they changed the guest pitch, which mm-hmm. was ruining online games, and then they added fatigue to starting pitchers, which was huge, because then you didn't necessarily have to face the number one starter in every online game you played. So there's a lot of design decisions they made, too, that were smart and kind of overdue, and mm-hmm. I thought it deserved credit for that.
All right, so let's move to the Operation Sports Next Gen Sports Game of the Year. And again, let's start where we did last time. What was the Operation Sports Community's Sports Game of the Year, and what were the runners-up?
Okay, this is where it gets really screwy, Rich. I'm just letting you know.
Yes. No, this is why,
I was waiting
this
to
is
see,
why we're going here.
Waiting to see how you explain this one.
Yeah, because NBA 2K14 won the readers' vote with over 50% of the vote. But I kid you not, the same people who voted in that poll turn around 2 days later after that poll closes, and 78% of them, or 78 or 68, I'm getting my numbers.
It's close to 70.
It's 70% have said they are going to consider buying NBA 2K14 15 this upcoming year because of the issues it's having. Basically saying the game is crap because of the problems, but yet we're going to overwhelmingly give it the game of the year, which I think honestly probably speaks volumes to the fact that OS has a lot of people who love basketball more so than the fact that this game actually probably deserved that award from readers. Because FIFA, I mean, I mentioned earlier, it does not really perform well in our votes. I mean, it just doesn't. Our soccer audience, we're trying to reach out to the soccer football folks, but, you know, it's just, they're still a pretty small audience because we are an American sports site mainly. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a major sport. But the fact that it got 25% of this vote, to me, speaks volumes to that game's quality, that it was able to really get that big of a chunk of the vote. And I think after that, I think Madden was a distant third at like 10, 12%, something like that. So the fact Madden was involved in that discussion, but again, I mean, we're talking three games in about a 7-8 game pool, so somebody has to win it. But NBA 2K14, we're not going to get into that, but it was definitely surprising to see how much it won by.
Well, I mean, we are going to have an extended discussion about the holiday
disaster, catastrophe, debacle that the NBA 2K14 situation has been. And yes, I did just put three words together to make one non-word.
It was good.
But it's such a big problem, I figured that it deserved three words. But it is, it does show how I think a lot of people feel about NBA 2K14, which is they so desperately just want to be able to play it because when they can play it, they really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And that is the real tragedy of the game. And I think it actually absolutely reflects that. Because, I mean, you tweeted something today, Chris, and I think so. That's what you're just talking about, where the overwhelming majority of people are incredibly upset and won't, you know, I've had major problems with NBA 2K14, and yet, again, so many people vote. And I play it, or before this situation, I played it almost every day. I'm playing in the My Career mode. So,
yeah,
you know, it is, I hope we look back at this game as the, you know, the Madden 06 of this generation, that there's nothing quite as bad as it afterwards, as opposed to we look back at this as just the harbinger for what this all becomes. But I completely understand that vote because I feel like that sometimes myself on a daily basis. Like, I just like the game so much when I can actually play it.
Well, I mean, a quick anecdote about the holidays. I go home and bring my PlayStation to my brother's house, my PlayStation 4, and we play through all the games. The game we end up playing most is NBA 2K. Why? Because it really does. If you can get games in, if you can get into the on-court system and all that, which, you know, we were just playing hot seat games next to each other on the couch, it's a great game. It's fun. Yeah. It looks great. I mean, it plays phenomenal. There's just some design decisions, which we will talk about in the podcast and I guess next week, that are very, very bad. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
And I've said this on previous shows, but if this was November 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, I probably would have had 2K14 on next gen as my number one game. Mm-hmm. And then everything just crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, it's unfortunate. If you go back and watch, I had people commenting when I was doing the live streaming of 2K14 that I looked like I was having a blast playing it. Of course, they had just seen me play NBA Live 14, so I don't, anything after that looks good. But people commented that, man, it looks like you're just having fun with the game, because I was.
Yeah.
And then everything fell apart. So
This also is where review scores are just like, my gosh, I want to pull my hair out, because we gave NBA 2K14 an 8.5, which is a grade on our scale. But if we re-reviewed that game today with all the problems, I mean, if I were reviewing it, I mean, this game's down in the 6s and 7s just because of those problems.
Well, I don't even think you can review it. I honestly
can't give it.
This is a non-reviewable game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you review a game like this where the core game seems to be so fun, but yet everything surrounding it is such a disaster?
It's one of those things that make me pull my hair out, because there's just no right answer to it. Because I obviously have to give game scores, but in this scenario, it's like we got it wrong, because this game is not an 8.5 given where it's at right now. But if everything was working how it seemed to be working on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this game is a great game of basketball. Well, it's a really good game.
You, Chris, no one at OS, unfortunately, can predict the future. So,
yeah, I know.
But I think the important thing is that, you know, that sites like ours continue to cover and post-release, because that's not what a lot of the major sites did.
Yeah.
They reviewed and then moved on, and then they'll be back in 10 months to write another preview, you know, and that's it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you're covering it still, the review score is just you're taking a snapshot of a moment in time right there. And we're not used to games changing dramatically like this.
Well, we have to. Yeah. We have to be. And that's one of the reasons I love this show. And I love the fact that the three of us combine our resources to talk about this stuff on a regular basis, because these games are now absolutely living, breathing things that are – it's very different. What's weird – right, is that it's different in a much worse way 2 months after launch. As you know, most of the things at launch are bad at launch, and then a couple of months in, a couple of patches, things are smooth, people are happy. And
you get downloadable content, you know, stuff like that.
This is the opposite, which is bizarre. So,
But
anyway, okay. So, Chris, what was your team, the Operation Sports team, runners up and winner for the next gen sports game of the year?
We actually gave this award to FIFA, which I have been a strong proponent of FIFA this whole time. So I definitely used some bully pulpit time because this was a little bit of a longer discussion. But we basically, it came down to the fact that NBA 2K14, you cannot give it the game of the year. The logic behind our decision was you cannot give it game of the year, sports game of the year, when there are so many problems. When FIFA, while it is missing a few things, launched pretty much cleanly and plays
absolutely
great. Yep. And has a, you know, just a nice set of compliments.
It's fabulous. It's a wonderful game. I mean, you know, yes, it's not perfect. It's not doesn't have everything that the last gen's, but I mean,
it's a launch title
terrific.
Too.
Right. And
historically, where have we gone from launch titles? Amazingly up on trend.
You could make an argument, and I think you would be hard pressed to argue against it that FIFA 14 is the best sports launch game ever.
You could definitely, I mean, I obviously don't remember like then Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo. I wasn't covering games at that time, but in the modern area, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, you know, those generations, I think you would be hard pressed to find one that was better.
And the reason I say that too is not just because of the game, but because of everything around it. I mean, it's got online seasons and it's got Ultimate Team and it's got the new Be a Pro or the new Career Manager stuff. Like it is a full-fledged game that plays great. That's why I say that. So and obviously it won the Press Row Podcast Sports Game of the Year. Well deserved. And I just like, you know, I play three games on a daily basis. I play FIFA 14, I play Madden in our Press Row League, and I play NBA 2K14, my career, when I can, and that's what I play. And FIFA 14, I probably have the most just pure fun playing that game because it's so good.
The thing I really like about FIFA too, and that you don't get this with the other games, I can get in and out of games in 12 to 15 minutes and still feel I feel like I got a realistic result. I get 1-0, 2-1. It feels very realistic to me. So that's an added bonus. But to cap off that, our honorable mentions, I mean, we had Madden NFL 25, which I feel like Madden is definitely on the right track.
I mean, love it.
It's got a lot of things it's doing right. It's still got a lot of things it's doing wrong, a lot of little things. But my goodness, if you don't like that game this year, I'm telling you, there's probably not a football game that's going to make you happy at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing I can say. And then we also gave we did give NBA 2K14 an honorable mention because of A, the graphics, and B, the gameplay. I believe both of those were worthy of that. And then the kind of wild card that we haven't really discussed on the show, and I haven't got to play because I am a PlayStation guy, is Power Star Golf, which is just this little indie arcade golf game that apparently everybody on our staff who has an Xbox absolutely loves it. So and they were pushed. They said we can't give it game of the year, obviously, but there was a few guys wanting to give it an honorable mention, and no one could come up with a really good reason why not to. So we put it in there as an honorable mention, and I think it was well deserved.
Well, I can come up with a couple of reasons. I have it, and we're actually there are two main topics that we have cooking for next week's full panel show. One of them is obviously the NBA 2K14. But the other is Power Star Golf, because Owen Good has been playing quite a bit of it. I have been playing quite a bit of it. And it is a surprisingly good golf game. It's an arcadey kind of golf game, but there's a lot of real golf stuff in there. But like almost all other Xbox One first-party games, it's also riddled with microtransactions. Now, and we'll talk about this more in the show, but it is really good. It looks great. It plays really great. Like you have to have the right club. You have to make the right adjustments. You got to look at the wind. All of the stuff that you do in a legitimate golf game, you have to do in this game. It's got a bunch of different characters and things like that. So I saw it at E3 for a few minutes and I had no idea what to think about it. And then I bought it a few days after I got my Xbox One. I haven't played it that much, but I've opened up a couple, two or three areas, and it's fun. It's a good game. So, real quick, I meant to go back to this when we're talking about current gen. Any love for NHL 14 on Operation Sports?
I'd have to check the poll. It was down there. It did not get much in terms of community. And actually, staff-wise, it didn't get hardly any discussion. And we even have a couple of hockey guys on staff, which is surprising to me for sure, thinking back on it, because I think it was a pretty solid game. I think all the EA games in the fall played it very safe this year. But I feel like NHL definitely, looking back, was a lot better than I'm actually giving it. We gave it credit for sure.
Yeah, I've been playing in our online league and thoroughly enjoying it. It's a kind of game that, especially when you play against somebody else, it's just superb. And real quick, we're going to talk obviously a little more Madden, but I think Brian, I think you and I have had conversations about this certainly recently. I love Madden NFL 25 on the PS4 and the Xbox One. Thoroughly enjoying it, and yet I think you can improve every single thing about the game. It's weird to say it, but there's nothing that I can think of when I play it that I don't say that could be better, that could be better, that could be better. However, it is, you know, I'm glad to see it getting some love, because it is at its core a really fun game.
Well, I think we've had some really good experiences because of our league.
Yes.
Our franchise, and we just had our playoff Correct. Game, which was tense and, you know, dramatic.
Yeah.
And,
oh my gosh!
You know, experiences like that kind of that molds your opinion a little bit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of presentation, in terms of, there's a lot of areas of gameplay that are still off, and so it's tough because yeah, it's fun.
Yes.
And it's certainly a dramatic kind of difference between that and what came out on 360 and PS3 this year. But yeah, it's still not, it's kind of the game I thought we would get in August that instead came on the new systems in November. So it's not so much that it's a very complete game, and we appreciate that about it.
Yep.
And it's much more fun to play, but it's still a little behind where I think people would expect in the year 2013, the crown jewel kind of franchise that Madden has been to be at.
Yeah. And what, you know, and we're all, and you mentioned the league. I mean, the league has absolutely fueled my interest in it. We're wrapping up the end of our first season. Brian and I did not make it to the NFC Championship game, and it looks like Kat Bailey has won the NFC Championship, and looks like she'll probably win the title. And then we're going to head off into our off season, we're adding a few more players. Man. There's a whole lot of fun going around with this league, so we're heading into season two. So that's,
I can't wait to do the draft, because I'm gonna be doing something that's gonna shake things up. Just watch.
All right, so let's switch gears now. We talked some Operation Sports. We're gonna come back to the Operation Sports Editor's Award, but let's switch gears to Pasta Padre. Brian, you have a whole series of community awards, so let's talk about those, shall we? Let's start with the Pasta Padre Community Awards for Best Online Play. What were the nominees, and what were the, you know, some of the underlying facets of it, and who ultimately wound up winning?
All right, Best Online. So I'm pulling that up now because I don't want to say something that's wrong. And, of course, now I'm not finding it. Well, I can tell you off the top of my head that it's NHL, FIFA, and Madden. I mean, it's the three EA games. That's not – I don't think that would surprise anybody. EA has traditionally done really well in online, not just in terms of performance, but also in feature set. And
so is online play, is that what it is? It's a combination of how well the game just plays online and then how many different options there are? Because, like, I don't know if you can find a wider set of online options in NHL 14
right.
between GM Connected, which is incredibly deep, and the Ultimate Team and the EA Sports Hockey League, and the fact that I've played, I don't know, 50 online games in my league this year, and I don't think I've ever dropped once. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a big part of it. So NHL was in there. Because of that, I'm trying to see if that was the same three. I think it's the same three from the previous years, actually. Those three nominated haven't changed. Madden's won the last two, NCAA won the year before that. And NHL, you know, in terms of support, I mean, it probably won't win this award. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but yeah, it deserves recognition. That's part of why I wanted to do the individual awards. I know we've trimmed down the number of games every year, so we didn't feel like it was a necessity for the podcast, but I still like to recognize efforts that these companies made in individual areas, because that shouldn't go just brushed over either, because there's great games, and we talk about the great games, but there's also parts of games that are better than others, and that shapes kind of the direction where those various modes go or online play goes and who needs to improve there. So I always feel like it's important to kind of look back on that at the end of the year too. And so NHL, Yeah, I mean, it's great because it's got Hockey Ultimate Team. They added online seasons in, which is big for me because I love online seasons in FIFA, and it even works well in Madden this year. Madden added that in for Ultimate Team. And FIFA is just awesome. FIFA is awesome to me because you can play an 11-on-11 game and it's still smooth. And all those people are coming from anywhere in the world, really.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Yeah. And so, and I play the seasons mode in FIFA, and rare is the time where I have any lag, and I'm likely playing people in some weird country, you know, half the time. So it's cool. That's Canada pretty remarkable. Yeah. It's remarkable. And then Madden, I think, you know, that performance-wise has been very good for a few years. We still have the disconnects.
Well, we had a disconnect tonight, you know, in the NFC Championship game near the end of the game, which was unfortunate. So they happen, and you never know, is it EA, is it PSN, is it your own internet? But, you know, regardless, none of these are operating 100%.
It's not an epidemic, though. I mean, it's one out of 20.
Epidemic,
one out of 20, one out of something like that. So
absolutely.
And as far as Madden goes, you know, I think we're beyond just being kind of a pretty balanced game for online play, also too, in terms of gameplay. 32-team online franchise, like we've talked about with our league. That's huge. I mean, EA carried over all their features, or the majority of the features for FIFA and Madden, whereas NBA 2K did not have their online association carry over. And so I think, again, credit goes there for having that up and ready to go at the start of the console generation and not deteriorating the experiences for people.
So, Chris Sander, what's your most memorable online experience in 2013 in any game, any platform?
Any game, any platform. Oh, I'm trying to think back. Well, actually, honestly, I'm going to cop out here because it actually was my most enjoyable experience, was probably our Press Row Online Dynasty and playing.
I was wondering if you were going to say that because you had a couple of memorable games. Like the game you and Donnie Moore had, I think, was like crazy tis.
Yeah. I mean, me and Donnie Moore, we ended up playing in the Sugar Bowl. I did not win that, like the Sooners won the Sugar Bowl, though. That was... that did not happen. I'm just saying, Donnie Moore. If he ever watches this, Donnie, I'm telling you. I mean, it's not
well
fair,
done,
you
know, sir.
Yeah, I'm well just done. Saying. He does. he has some voodoo magic or something he uses in that game. I'm not sure what it is. So it's probably just because he plays it a lot more than I do for some reason and gets a head start for a few months. But then I got to play Steve Noah. I've never got to play him in NCAA football, and I got to this year. And it was as fun as I expected by me trouncing Steve all up and down the field. It was kind of fun. And there was one time, I kid you not, I ran a simple just ISO play up the middle. And I literally did a spin move three straight times, and Steve Noah just whiffed, just whiffed three straight times on me as I went into the end zone. The text messages right there were priceless too. I wish I could pick those up. So, but yeah, that was actually the Press Row Online Dynasty was really, really fun. I know we definitely want to do that as a staff this next year, not an online dynasty, but something similar, just as a writing staff. So you've inspired me, Rich. We want to do something like that as well. Everyone else is invited too, of course. But
yeah, I was gonna say, bring, wrote me in. I would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, we would love to, for sure.
I mean, honestly, and I'll just take an aside here, but this is the category. I can tell you this for sure. Even with all of the problems that it I don't want to say all the problems that it presents, but with all of the problems that are endemic of online-based gameplay, I can tell you that if the normalization of the establishment of online leagues and communities had not happened over the latter half of the PS3 360 generation, I don't know that I would even really be playing a whole lot of sports games anymore, because my most memorable experiences have all been against my friends in our leagues or even just against my friends in games, like Brian and I mean, I still remember, you know, you and I were playing co-op seasons, right?
Yeah.
When we scored that goal, I mean, that was amazing.
It took a while.
That was amazing. Yeah. In the Press Row Online Dynasty, you know, I had a couple of amazing games against, you know, my friends. I mean, the four-string Madden League really brought me back from kind of the brink of almost coming, not even being interested in sports games anymore, because if you just play offline all the time over and over again, it can get kind of dull. Yeah. And the online dynasty this past year was great. I'm in a NHL league that is fantastic. Our Madden league on the PS4 is a blast. Like, those games, when you play against somebody who is either your friend or when you're playing against somebody...
If you got something on the line.
Exactly. Yeah. Where you're part of a persistent world, and you know that they're not a cheeser.
Yeah.
Also, because in the community you kick cheesers out, you know you're going to have a good game. And if you lose to somebody who's better, that's fine, because you lost to somebody who's better. Like, Cat Bailey and I played our playoff game, and I was up 10-0 midway through the third, and then she wound up winning 14-10. It was a great game. It was tense, and she's better than I am, and I get it. And I lost, and I wasn't mad. Those kind of things just make playing the game. So obviously, there's a lot of problems around it, the drops and the things like that. But and that's, again, why I love being part of Press Row and knowing you guys and having the leagues that we're in, because it just makes the game so much more fun. And at the same time, highlights their deficiencies. I mean, NBA 2K14, we would all be playing in a league right now, right?
Yeah.
If there were a function.
Imagine the fun we would be having.
Oh, it would. I can almost imagine it right now. I just got disconnected. I'm sorry. I was imagining it, but it...
Right? And even in FIFA, right? Like, if there was a way for us to create a Press Row Premier League,
tell me we
wouldn't be doing that. Right?
Oh, I would probably straight up be cheesing anyways, just because I could. I would just say I've come up with a new brilliant attacking strategy for soccer. It's just a shame they haven't thought of it in real life.
And by the way, I think I'm going to go trademark that right now, the Press Row Premier League. So.
Okay, so we all know that sports games are the best games, but there's a lot of other great video games out there too, and no better way to keep up with them than the Weekend Confirmed podcast. Since 2006, host Garnet Lee has kept listeners up to date with everything from AAA to indie, news, commentary, analytical discussion, and of course, lots of hands-on time with games in the legendary, what you've been playing. Jeff Cannata joins Garnet as co-host of Weekend Confirmed, bringing the whimsy and keeping things always upbeat. And a rotating group of video game industry vets from both the media and the studio round out the show each week. It's like getting to sit in and listen to a weekly meetup of video game friends talking about the things they love the most. Available each Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, subscribe to the Weekend Confirmed podcast today to join the gang. Available on iTunes, your favorite RSS podcast player, or directly from ShaqNews.com.
All right, Brian, let's move on to the next category. Mm-hmm. And the nominees in the category of Best Gameplay.
Yeah. So
what is the sort of criteria here, and who are the nominees?
Well, these end up being the usual suspects. Let me double check here. But, ever since I started the Community Choice Awards, which was 4 years ago, these are the same three franchises. And it's because they become known for it, and they've continued to refine gameplay. And it's just really impressive that no one else has broken in. I mean, you've had years where games have been maybe more fun in some ways, but these kind of have the authenticity down and the simulation nature down, and it makes for that really satisfying gameplay experience. So, the usual suspects again, it's NBA 2K14, which if it worked most of the time, the reason why people are so upset is because they can't play it. And then the show, which has just continued to refine itself over the years. And then FIFA, which really beginning with FIFA, before it, but FIFA 12, when it put in the physics, is really when people started to recognize that.
Right.
'Cause that's when Chris talks about how Operation Sports doesn't generally come with support for FIFA in polls and such. On my site, that's not necessarily the case. It took a while, and sometimes FIFA struggles to win things, but FIFA has won multiple categories, including FIFA 12 for the best sports game of 2011. What kind of has to happen is FIFA has to instead of being just good, it has to be tremendous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that recognition for it comes. And so that's where it sits here. And it's good. I haven't really looked at the numbers on any of these, but things like with the show opening the timing window, that was big to gameplay because it not only offered more realism in terms of batting averages and variation of types of hits, but it just made the game more fun offline and online. And then, you know, FIFA adding or adjusting, you know, the ball physics and the AI. I mean, it's hard to kind of quantify, hey, we improved AI, but when you play the game year to year, you notice that stuff. So it's all significant things that have changed. Again, Chris was pointed out earlier that it wasn't dramatic. There was really, in current gen and even in next gen, it wasn't dramatically different, but these games made themselves better in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Chris, what games gameplay do you fundamentally understand the best, do you think?
Oh, I would say first off the show. I have always it's a very complex game, but I know baseball. You know, I know how to work counts. I know, you know. And the show has always been that kind of game I've really loved, except for the base running. For some reason, it does not matter if it's literally touchscreen, I will never be able to control base running. I have a panic moment, so I don't know what's going on there. But
all you gotta do is hit 3-run home runs, and you're fine, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, apparently that's if only it were that easy. But but the show has always been like right up there. But the game I have always fundamentally. It's jived with me, and this is why I think FIFA really called to my soul this year is FIFA, because it seriously is to me. It seems I don't have to worry about memorizing Mortal Kombat like maneuvers like in NBA 2K and Madden at this point. I mean, I can play a decent game of soccer by just playing with the basics. And I mean, I'm telling you, NBA 2K, I have harped on it for a while, just how those controls, they're bordering on insanity for a lot of people. I mean, I know, like, my brother, who is an average gamer, you know, very very average, just kind of likes to pick up and play games. He's never going to dive into ISO motion stuff. He's never going to dive into using R1, square, whatever. He just wants to build it. I just think for games like that, a more simple control scheme plus the more advanced would do wonders for them. But the NBA 2K is definitely not one, even though I really do love the game. And really, I mean, I've been a fan of EA Football, so that's one that has always really jived with me. But yeah, definitely, I think FIFA and The Show are the two games that, gameplay-wise, I always can sit down and play.
Same question to you, Brian. What game do you fundamentally get the best, its core gameplay, do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, The Show is baseball is fairly simple. And The Show does it so well that it feels, there's been times where I've described it as more, it's a baseball game, less a video game, right? Because it does so well at representing the sport and then even everything around it too. And then otherwise, though, I think it's Madden, just because strategically and conceptually, I understand what is happening more so than any other sport because I watch it religiously, and I've done research into things and understanding how various concepts on the field work too. And so it's just understanding that. And like when we play a game, Rich, I try to play the game like I see, like with my Seahawks, I play the game like I try to play like the Seahawks play. And I try to take advantage of my player's strengths and go away from their weaknesses. And because I understand football to that extent, I can appreciate and also the things that are wrong are more glaring in a lot of ways. Like when I look at FIFA and I play it, I know I'm having a great time, but I can't criticize in such micro fashion as I do with Madden maybe.
Right.
Because I don't understand everything little going on about it. And so you notice the flaws with Madden a little more because of that, but then also where it shines also you start to really kind of recognize that and appreciate what it does at the same time.
It's so funny because the game that I truly fundamentally get, like the first time that I sit down and play the next year's version of it, I almost feel like I'm home, is always NHL. Mm-hmm. I ever since NHL went to the dual stick controls, it's always been just I get it. And what's interesting is I do really well in our NHL online league. You know, I always make the playoffs. But there's that second layer or that second level that I never get to in any sports game. Like, I'm always eventually I get there at level one, which, by the way, is much more than 95% of people who play video games, right? Sports games, we know, are baffling to most people. And if you take somebody who's a game player who doesn't play sports games, they're lost. So I excel at that level one in several games. NHL is the best. I'm also really, relatively speaking, really good at NBA 2K. But in the playoffs in my NHL league, I was beaten in five games by a guy who has that third level of understanding of the gameplay. And it's just, you know, it's so interesting how you think you know something and you think you got something, and then somebody who knows it that much better than you can just take you apart. It's fascinating. So, but hey, you tip your hat to the best, to the better players, right? Yeah. All right, up next, Ryan Weedy in the Community Awards is the best franchise mode. Yeah. Same thing here. What is the criteria? What were the who were the nominees?
So, yeah, franchise mode again. With this, we're looking at the best mode where you guide your team through, as opposed to a career mode being as a single player. And so, let me look at this here. Madden has won it the last 2 years. That was at Madden had normal franchise and Madden 12. Madden 13 introduced the connected careers, which, although it was missing some things that were patched in later, it was a innovation, and people appreciated kind of that aspect to it. And so EA took that connected careers and made it connected franchise this year and added in an owner mode. So that's big for them, and you still have up to 32 owners, but as little as one. You can do an online franchise with yourself if you want. And then GM connected in NHL 14, which the first year I didn't nominate because it was so frustratingly slow in the menus, contacting the server. So that was the frustration there, but they made improvements to it in other areas too, in progression, development, AI. And then online dynasty normal dynasty for NCAA football, which had the recruiting changes this year to make it simpler and less tedious, and then they added things in like the skill trees and a new halftime show. And so that's where these three came down, and then there were others that were obviously considered like FIFA, but I thought these three made the biggest advancements for this year in terms of the experience for people. Rich, I think you're muted, by the way.
Oh, thank you. There Chris you Hatter, what is the thank you. What is the longest you've ever taken a franchise, most number of seasons, or you know, the farthest out you've ever personally extended a franchise online or offline?
Actually, NCAA football, it's the shortest season out of all the major sports, I believe. And I have taken – I am currently in year 8 right now of my NCAA football 14 dynasty, and I would definitely – this isn't counting Tech Sims. I've gone 20, 30 years in those. But I'm in year 8 right now playing every game, and I think I'm probably going to end up in like year 20 or 30 by the end of it.
And you're Oklahoma in that one, I presume, or
no? I just kind of start out as a coordinator somewhere, and I just see where the coaching market takes me. Right now, I'm head coach at Stanford, and nice. we'll see where it goes from there.
Where did you start off?
I actually started off as the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, just because I had not played at Oklahoma in a long time. So I figured let's give it a shot. So I did that for about 4 or 5 years, and I've been head coach at Stanford for the last 3 or 4 now. So nice. It's pretty awesome. I think I won a national championship my last year at Stanford, and this year we are in rebuilding mode. It's definitely not going. It's not going as well as I had hoped.
What level do you play that at, by the way?
All-American, actually. So okay. I play with some good sliders, and I will sim the defense from time to time just to get through the games a little faster and force myself to have to recruit well and all of that stuff. So it makes the games more interesting, and I do lose on occasion for sure.
Brian, what's the longest you've ever taken a franchise?
A few seasons. I generally don't stick with them that long because I have to transition to other games. If I just focus on one game, I would probably go longer. And that's a couple seasons generally when I've got other people involved. Like I have our franchise going, the Press Row one, and then I have another one with a buddy of mine, and we're cruising along. We're into year 2 now in Madden, so it's just kind of the motivation factor, because at a certain point I tend to lose a little bit of interest or my interest shifts to something else.
Yep. All right, next category on the Pasta Padre Community Choice Awards, best career mode. again, criteria and who are the nominees?
Yeah, and the career mode, like I mentioned a little earlier, is where you guide your individual player through a season or a career. And so, for me, this is we've had a few breakthroughs in recent years, and this year, NBA 2K14 did that with my career, particularly on PS4 and Xbox One, by turning it into a story, more of a story mode, kind of a scripted journey for your player. And then they also improved kind of the on-court AI, which still isn't all that good, but of your teammates and the other players on the court. And then NHL 14, I gave a nomination here because they tried to bring in off-the-ice elements into its career mode for the first time, live the life. And that a lot of that is, I think, text-based stuff.
Yes,
but it's
always.
It's a start.
Yep.
And then Road to the Show, which has, I think, generally won this award. My career might have won it at some point, too. But Road to the Show has kind of been the traditional career mode. It hasn't done anything like the story stuff, but even simple things like opening up the timing window made playing as a position player viable. Because, I mean, I always pitched because I just did not want to face batting 180 or whatever. And it was just too punishing. And so that increased the experience. And then they added atmospheric stuff. So I think as we look at career modes now, a lot of what goes into it is the surrounding. It all started with NCAA football and bringing in things like your essay. I remember, was it SATs, and that you had a girlfriend and stuff like that. So now we're seeing that kind of stuff went away, and now it's coming back, but in a better way. Because I love the concept behind my career on PS4, Xbox One. It's just unfortunate that it's had so many problems. Because other than stuff like the scripted nature kind of screwing with things and it not making sense in terms of the context of what had happened, I love it added an emotional element to me that I kind of need to enjoy. Agreed. These games, because before I didn't really play my career because I thought it was just tedious and boring, really. And there was nothing beyond just playing on the court, and that's kind of so I really enjoyed my career, but Road to the Show to me is kind of the standout still. For just how polished it is.
So, Chris Shannon, you probably know what this question is going to be. What is the longest or the most decorated or the best career that you've ever had?
I will say this, too. Oklahoma State is driving right now, and I this is a complete apart from everything else, but I have to tell this story. Well, I'm doing a college bowl pick'em with confidence points. Well, I am in the lead, but apparently I thought confidence points, I thought they went from like top to bottom. So I got my confidence points backwards.
So you put you put a confidence one on the one you were most sure about?
Yes, exactly. I don't know how I got that backwards, but I have actually, I'm in the lead right now. And it's only because I've only missed like five or six games at this point. So in Oklahoma, I did pick Oklahoma State in this game. So I've got it on in the corner of the screen here. I've been eyeing it. But anyways, beyond all that, actually, I'm going to go with NCAA football again just because that was my favorite one. And it's interesting how NCAA, this is something I'm going to miss about it. They did some really cool things, like as far as innovation. I mean, Brian just mentioned a really good one about how they brought in stuff for the career mode. They did Online Dynasty. They really revolutionized things there. That's something I'm really going to miss about that series. I mean, my Road to Glory, I think that's what I'm for some reason. Yeah. For some reason, I was blanking out there. I played as a quarterback, and I got I actually hate LSU. I do not like them. But
I do not like LSU either.
Yeah, and I got offered by them, and I just figured as a quarterback, I just figured I'd go play for them, whatever, you know. Maybe the enemy of my enemy, I don't know. But anyways, I played with them and actually played through the whole career. And then I took my talents into Madden and played a few seasons there. So it was that was actually a very cool experience to do that. I had never done that before, and I think that went 7-8 seasons total before I finally got tired of it. And actually, I think that was – I got tired of it, / the new MLB The Show was coming out. So such is life.
So here's an interesting one, and I'll say why it's interesting after you go through it. But the best mobile game is the next category. What were the nominees?
So I expanded on this. Generally, I always have three nominees. I expanded to five in this category because I think with mobile, you end up with a lot more games that not as many people have played. So I wanted to, again, kind of give some recognition to games that I thought were deserving and that people who played them have really enjoyed. So so the five nominees here were Out of the Park Baseball, which is iOS.
Yep.
And then Your Turn Football, which I was a huge fan of.
Me too.
And then we have two kind of non-traditional sports games. And that was Ridiculous Fishing and Super Stickman Golf.
I love that game.
Which are both, they're both pure fun. Not really traditional sports sense, but I thought they kind of fit here. And then looking for a repeat was FIFA, which the interesting thing about FIFA this year and Madden on mobile, which didn't deserve to get nominated, was they went free to play, microtransaction based, and kind of with the concentration being on bringing Ultimate Team to mobile, and so that's what they did there. So those were the five nominees. I mean, there are a ton of sports-based games on mobile, but I thought these were the five that kind of stood out for various reasons.
Yeah. Now, I do not want to make the following statement as if it's a statement of the, you know, sports gamers in general, but me personally, I don't even play anything remotely sports related on my phone or my iPad. I've been completely spoiled by the Vita and by my consoles to where there's nothing that a touchscreen device can bring to bear, because I've already played, I think, the best mobile sports game ever that I play on a regular basis, which is New Star Soccer, which is astoundingly good.
Yes. Your Turn Football. If I could nominate it every year, I would.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, New Star Soccer is a true sports game.
Yeah.
Like, I love Super Stickman Golf. It's awesome. It's pure fun, just like you said. But it's much more of a, you know, yes, it has the word golf in the game, and golf rules are there. But it's, you know, it's crazy, you know, geometry and wildness, and it's awesome. But it's not a sports game. But New Star Soccer is a sports game, in that it is completely based upon real world leagues and teams and players, and you've got this whole thing surrounding you with your lifestyle and promotion and relegation and being on the international club and your kits and your skill development. Like, it's astounding. Like, so I have played 10 minutes of probably 25 sports games since I played New Star Soccer, and nothing comes close. Is that real or is that just my perception?
I almost nominated New Star Soccer because of the update, because they did an update.
A big update,
significant update,
and a couple ones since then too.
Yeah, so it's very different now. There's another one planned for this month or something.
Yeah.
So I almost justified involving it just because of that. But I ended up deciding against that. But New Star Soccer, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the standout. I play Your Turn Football a ton.
It's a great game.
But yeah, we're talking about these are it's, I don't know how to describe it, but When I play on my phone or my tablet, I'm not looking for the console experience. And that's none of these five really are the console experience. FIFA, even in its own way, isn't the console experience because of the way it controls and stuff. But it actually works pretty well. So it doesn't surprise me. New Star Soccer is something I go back to. And Your Turn Football is something I constantly play because it's a head-to-head game. And so I'm constantly getting...
if you've got a few good buddies you're playing with, it's
yeah, back and forth, just constantly.
Yeah.
And so, and they took Your Turn Football off the market for a while, but I can't really speak to why, but it'll be back.
Yeah.
Something else will be back. So, from those guys. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all because New Star Soccer kind of showed what mobile can be about, and it and it really attracted the actual sports fans to it, as opposed to the gimmicky games. Right. The interesting thing about mobile in recent years is we had the, okay, we're going to try to give you the Madden you have on the 360 on your phone. That awful. Failed. And then they awful. Went to and then they went over simplified things like the flick golf and the flick football and stuff. And so now we're kind of finding where these games fit, and they're never going to be – it's not going to be the dominant way people play sports games, but that's why you need kind of a different twist on these things. And New Star Soccer just jumps into so many different elements of, like, a career and your life that it's yeah. It's more than a sports game. It's like a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle game almost.
I mean, I've said it before, and I've interviewed. We've had the, you know, Simon Reed, who makes the game, on the show twice. I am stunned that basically every major sports game doesn't use New Star Soccer as a next generation template, because it's got it all. And to me, it is the perfect complement to somebody like me who loves sports games, because there are aspects of skill, of luck, mm-hmm. of strategy, of resource allocation, all of that stuff is in there. And it's ruined me for any other, like, mobile, really not even just mobile sports game, any other mobile game, period. Like, I've played by far the best. I don't even, other than a little super stickman golf here and there, like, there's not a whole lot else that I play. And I'm on my phone, you know, far more than I should be.
Yeah.
So, but I play New Star Soccer almost every day, so... All right, cool. Up next, we have got the best new feature.
Oh, this is usually my favorite category.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's not this year. It actually probably is, but I love new features and I love innovation. It's the kind of stuff I want to see out of these games every year. And so, best new feature is generally a new mode, a new way people to play the game, or something. Important that kind of alters the way people play the game. And so the three nominees this year, I thought there were basically three standouts. It was really easy to come up with this list. And the first is My Career for Next Gen 2K14, because it took the story mode route and brought in that emotional element to things and changed the way you play your career mode. In MLB 13, the show, postseason mode was a blast, not just in terms of presentation that it had, but the atmosphere. And then also, we've talked so many times about how, you know, a lot of us don't play, or most people don't play franchise mode in the show for many seasons. And that's unless they sim. That's because who's going to sit there and play 162 games, each one lasting like an hour? Even if you were dedicated to doing that every day of your life, you're not going to get through many seasons before the next game comes out. But with the postseason mode, you could throw whatever teams you want in there. It didn't even have to work logically. You could throw NL teams on the AL side. Yeah. And Rich, you're muted again.
I was going to say the Mets, for example.
Oh, yeah. You mean just in the postseason at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Rich, I don't know if you ever tried that, but actually MLB The Show doesn't allow that. You try the Mets and it gets a fatal exception and the game crashes.
Yeah. That's
not surprising. Not surprising at all, actually.
The greatest thing about that is then you have a shorter time commitment, but you still have games that feel like they matter. As opposed to just one-off games, play-now games. You throw them into postseason mode, you feel like you have that something on the line. And then Ultimate Team in NCAA 14, which we were all kind of not enthused about at first, but I thought it ended up conceptually working really well. And it actually taught me a lot about the players and the history behind them. And it wasn't great in all sense, because the navigation and Ultimate Team, the various functions that were built into it, were not done in a very smooth, easy way to navigate. And the likenesses of the players weren't great, but it actually was the way I tended to want to play outside of franchise mode NCAA football, was in Ultimate Team, because it was so different. And you could, and the variety and types of players and guys you know versus guys you don't know, and what year of school they were in, affecting what their attributes were. I thought that was pretty cool.
Now, I am a little surprised and a little disappointed that you don't have Path to Greatness in here. I loved Path to Greatness. And the reason that I loved it was because it went crazy. You were LeBron for a year in Miami with the big three, and then all of a sudden you're in New York, and then you're in New York with a pretty ordinary team. But then the next year, you're in New York with, like, Dwight Howard and
Chris Paul. Fantasy.
And then a couple of years later, like, every couple of years, there was all of this very interesting stuff. And not only that, but you also had, similar to what they did in the next gen, you had a rival. You had a new guy who came in, and you had a big rivalry with him. And then ultimately, you go back to Cleveland. Like, it was wildly fun and entertaining, and you only played a few games every year, the games that mattered.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to always win the games to move on, but if you did win the games, you would unlock new stuff. I really, really enjoyed Path to Greatness and have been very surprised that more people didn't. Chris Sander, was Path of Greatness recognized on OS? Like, were a bunch of guys into that, or did that kind of fall under the radar there, too?
It was definitely under the radar, but I honestly, it's one of those game modes that I really feel like makes too much sense, especially if you're wanting to get through seasons and such stuff like that. Just like a pennant race mode in MLB The Show makes way too much sense. Yeah. For someone who doesn't want to play a whole season, just put you in at the middle of August, first of September, and you play out the last 30 games, you can set up whatever scenario or something. That would be an excellent mode.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Maybe I should go to work for a gaming company or something.
But, you sort of put the thought in my head. Like, one of the other reasons that I liked Path of Greatness so much was because of the various teams, you know, the different players on the teams that you had. And you had to quickly learn how to play with different teammates. Like, all of a sudden, when Dwight Howard is your center, it's very different than when, you know, you're the dominant guy. And then when Chris Paul is your point guard, as opposed to someone who's not nearly as good as Chris Paul, if you have to go into the game and move all the players around to do all the stuff to make that happen, that's a massive pain, and who even knows if you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Path to Greatness does all of that for you and just puts you in all of these awesome situations, not only for your team, but you would also be going up against, like, the new big three in Chicago, where, because when LeBron left Miami, then Dwayne Wade goes to Chicago. Like, it is a blast. And, again, I'm surprised that it wasn't more appreciated or enjoyed by more people, but obviously it wasn't. Kind of a bummer, because I liked it.
It was also the precursor to the My Career mode. You saw a lot of the same elements, and so that's part of the reason I didn't have it in there, just because the My Career took it kind of to the next level.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. All right, next one, and we're getting near the end here. Best presentation, Brian Weedy.
Yeah, best presentation. I almost said breast presentation, which is...
that would be awkward.
Yeah, that's not what I cover.
No, don't take him literally, guys. Don't take him literally.
I don't have any articles about that. So this one was tough, because I'll tell you what I debated with. And I debated with NBA Live 14 being in here.
Have a good presentation.
I almost knocked out the show for it. Because with presentation, it's not just on-screen graphics and halftime shows and highlight shows, but I also consider commentary in there and atmosphere. It's all it's everything that surrounds the game that's being played in my mind. So so Live was right on the cusp of being nominated, and I probably would have gotten a lot of people yelling at me for even having it nominated for anything. But Live did a pretty good job with presentation, with the halftime show and stuff, and Jalen Rose, and the commentary was not great. But the ESPN stuff was really sucked you into the games until you then realized you were playing NBA Live 14. So so that's the difficulty of that. And so it almost got in there. But in the end, I wanted to give the nod to the show there. A big reason being the postseason mode. And not just postseason mode, but postseason in your franchise, obviously, is the same way. The presentation touches in that, and the atmosphere absolutely felt the impact of those games. The other two that are up for it, FIFA, which is always in this category, and especially on next gen, I mean, it's exhilarating to play.
Agreed. Yep.
And NBA 2K14, which, again, has kind of been the standard bearer of presentation for a few years now.
Yep. All right, and I think we have one more. Yep.
Yep.
One more, which kind of a bummer to end the Boston Padres.
It's the bummer award.
It's, on.
It's the award nobody wants.
The most disappointing game. And which, if I remember correctly, Brian,
yep.
This year we'll have a new winner, and I put winner in air quotes, because the last couple of years it has been, if I'm
two
correct,
straight.
NCAA.
Yeah. NCAA
and
football
that will not be the case this year.
Yeah, no, it won't. NCAA did, win the most disappointing game the last 2 years, and I think that's it showed the trajectory of NCAA, which was they had to. Especially, this is back, of course, when there was a possibility there would be a game next year and beyond, was they had to. This was a make or break year for them, if even without the licensing issues that they came to face and the lawsuit, because they had sales were going down along with it. People had this perception that it was a disappointing series the last couple of years. And so it was a make or break year for them, and they released a hit. So they would have stabilized, I think, that series, especially with the next gen launch next year. So it's unfortunate to see it go. This year, the three nominees will be in NBA 2K14, and this is mainly because of next gen, because of all the various issues it's having. Madden 25, mainly because of current gen, because of its lack of advancement and various issues it had, not severe in the way that NBA 2K14 is facing, but its own set of deficiencies. And then I had to come up with a third, and there wasn't a real clear third, because to me, NBA Live wasn't necessarily extremely disappointing, because nobody really had the expectations for it. But nothing else fit this category the way NBA Live did, so I have to put that in as the third option.
Any additional potential nominees, Chris, or are you on board with those three?
Oh, I'm on board with all three, although I will say NBA Live, to its credit, it has not gotten worse since release.
No.
I mean, they're definitely trying to improve it. It's got a – it was definitely very disappointing, though, because I had the expectation you would at least maybe get a game that seemed to function well on the court and such, and it just didn't really do anything for me. So, but I don't have a problem with any of those. They all seem pretty solid.
All right, so let's close this out by going back to Operation Sports. Chris Sanner, you this year, I believe, did something that you have not done before.
Yes.
Which was, and this just came out today, you came out with the editor's choices. So talk a little bit about the reason for them and how they came to be, and then we'll go through quickly what they all were.
Yeah, well, basically, in years past, we kind of did what Brian does. I mean, we just kind of we have a bunch of categories and awards, and honestly, we've been doing that for 7 years or so, and I just kind of wanted to try something new this year, just because I feel like I want to highlight games. Just games themselves, because they are good. I mean, for some reason, they're good. And I wanted to really do that with a lot more games this year than we have in the past. Because there's a lot of games that people should play that might have gotten under the radar or something like that. So we wanted to really just bring home the fact that there are really quality games out here, and here they are. And with that said, I mean, that's how this came to be. Instead of doing, five, six different award categories, we just decided, let's just give each of these games a little bit of recognition and call them our editor's choice games this year.
All right. So let's jump right into them. What are they? Going from top to bottom, what is I'll throw them out there. You just let me know sort of what the decision process was. So up first comes Power Star Golf for the Xbox One.
Basically, I mean, just for the reason we talked about, great arcade golf game. It's just solid all around, a lot of fun. It needs online play to be truly great, but I always enjoy a game that gives you fun above all other things. I mean, for some reason, that's more than enough for me most days. So that's a good. We put that in there. It's quality. It's just among the best this year.
FIFA Soccer 14 on the PS4 and the Xbox One. As you mentioned, it was your next-gen sports game of the year, and it did so much right, it just needs to get the honor as well.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Draft Day Sports College Basketball 2. What in the world is that?
That is a college basketball tech simulation. It's the second one of the franchise, and it was very, very solid. I forgot who reviewed it, but we gave it an 8. And we do a lot of tech simulation reviews. I mean, that's something we've always really covered at OS. It's a very niche thing. But it was really, really good. It was a really fun experience. You could run through seasons. You have a smaller roster, so you have a lot more to manage. If you like college basketball, you want something, you know, you want that kind of experience, that's a good way to go.
Nice. Football Manager 2014 as well, another sim, this one on the PC and the Mac.
Yeah, that's just the big one. I mean, that's the big cheese of tech sims and stuff. I mean, I don't even know
if you can call it.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can call it a tech simulation anymore. I mean, it really has a lot of graphical elements, but I mean, what else is there to say? If you like playing with numbers and all the stuff outside of the off the pitch or off the field, that's a game you got to check out.
Now, we've already talked quite a bit. Obviously, NCAA 14 is on there. As you say, the last in the franchise, also the best ever in the franchise. You also have NBA 2K14 on the 360 and the PS3. The next-gen game may be prettier, but the current-gen version launched and worked out of the box. You have New Star Soccer here. So you did, I presume because of the updates, you put New Star Soccer on your Editor's Choice Awards as well.
Yeah, like the criteria was it had to have had been reviewed by us this year. So there's a lot of mobile games that did not make it, but because we haven't reviewed them as well as we will this year. But New Star Soccer is one of those games that with the updates we reviewed this year, and my goodness, that game will suck hours away from your life.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Out of the Park Baseball 14 on the PC and the Mac.
Yes. If you like baseball, you like the management aspects of baseball, there is no other choice. I mean, like, you should play that game, and you will find out you lose a lot of hours out of your day with that, too.
Yeah. As a guy who grew up playing Major League Baseball, I'm pretty sure you're dead on with that. You know, we talked about this game a lot this spring, Tiger Woods PGA 14, and then it really, once NCAA came out, it completely dropped off our radar, but you guys did put Tiger Woods, even with the post-release patch issues, of which there are many.
Yeah, the reasoning being, I think it was a sentimental choice for me because it's going to be the last Tiger Woods game. It's going to be the last PGA game for a while. But also because that simulation mode is absolutely freaking brutal and incredible. It's one of the most incredible simulation experiences you will get in a AAA title this year. Hmm. And then you have all four majors in the game. I mean, these are things that you just can't take for granted. There's a lot of really cool things in that game this year.
Pro Yaku Spirits 2013. The only person in the world I know that has played this is TJ Lowerman, that sports gamer. It made your list. How did that happen?
We got a guy named Jason Young on our staff that has played this game for years and years, and I would be remiss if I left this game off our list. We reviewed it at a 9 this year. We do review it every year because Jason imports it, and it is, I mean, I have not gotten to play it personally, but from what I've seen, and from what Jason tells me, it is every bit the game the show is. Just, you know, you got to know Japanese to be able to play it, which is obviously a problem for me. So
Jason knows Japanese?
He knows enough to be able to play the game, I guess.
Because TJ has spoken about it. He's imported it, and all he can do is play exhibition games because he does not literally know how to get to the season or the franchise mode.
Yeah, I think there's actually a
guy. But he raves about it. He says it's amazing.
Yeah, there's a guide out there somewhere for it. And, I mean, if there's a MLB possibility, I mean, I guess they're a PlayStation-only kind of game, too. So that's probably not coming over to a Microsoft console. But, man, that would be fun to see that with MLB teams.
Dynasty League Baseball Online, another one I am unfamiliar with.
Yeah, that's actually a web-based browser game. And we have actually, like, covered this game for a couple of years now. And it's basically just a browser-based game. You can pick any historical roster you could ever imagine, and you just kind of you play seasons and you manage against each other. You actually make management decisions and such within the game. And it's a browser-based game, but it's a very good price. I forgot what the price is, but it's one of those games that's really quick to get in and out, and if you have a group of guys who are very dedicated to it, it's a lot of fun.
Super Stickman Golf 2, we've talked about that quite a bit, obviously.
Yeah, I had to put it in as that was my personal choice because, my goodness, I spent so much time mastering each course. It was ridiculous.
MLB 14 The Show, obviously your current gen game of the year. Yep. And the last one, another one that we have not spoken of, and I actually just started playing this. This is Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed. You have it on the PC.
Yeah, one of the things we have done at OS is cover racing games and kart racers and such. We have a very liberal view of what a sports game is.
But I'm playing Gran Turismo 6 right now, and I fully consider that a sports game.
Yeah. So, I mean, we definitely stretch the meaning of sports games some. But that game, it's a kart racer. I personally love playing kart racers. And it added a new twist with the Transform where you fly a plane or you're on a boat, that sort of thing. It was really fun. I mean, for a kart racer, it really did a couple of things really well, and I wanted us to highlight that this year because it's not often you get a kart racer that actually does something that's like, oh, that's new, and that's exactly what it did.
It's quite difficult, too.
Yes.
It's not a simple game. Like, I'm not doing very well at the very beginning. Usually I do well at the beginning and then struggle later on. I'm having a hard time just placing in the top three right off the bat. What's up with that?
Well, what it is Sega is wanting to teach the American youth how to lose and how to lose graciously. Since they all get trophies, they want them to actually know how to lose. So they have made that game difficult on purpose. I can't say my source on that or anything, but I'm telling you, it comes from a high place source within Sega who might or might not be a hedgehog.
Good to know. All right. Well, hey, this has been a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining. Before we go, a couple of quick things real here. Let me get down to it. Obviously, what we want you to do every single day is do what I do, which is visit Pasta Padre, because Brian Weedy updates the site every single day, including Christmas and New Year's, as we saw.
Yeah, I have no friends or family, so you're welcome.
Brian, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to come to Oklahoma City. I mean, I know that's probably the last place you want to come, but you can come to Oklahoma City and spend Christmas and New Year's next year here. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We can take in a Thunder game. We can take in.
That's a.
I knew you were going to say that. Also, make sure you do what I also do every day, which is visit Operation Sports. Operation Sports, dedicated to sports gaming, the benefactor and the distributor of the Press Row podcast. So for that, we say thank you, Mr. Chris Sanner. And, hey, speaking of the Press Row podcast, make sure that you subscribe to and rate the Press Row podcast. Every single one of those subscriptions, every single one of those downloads, every single one of those ratings means a lot. The show is doing wonderfully. And it's doing wonderfully because of the two gentlemen that are on the show right now, as well as the rest of the regular crew, and because of Operation Sports and because of Pasta Padre. But this is, you know, this stuff is not guaranteed. We need your support. We need your help. So please do that. So on behalf of Mr. Chris Sanner and Mr. Brian Weedy, I am Rich Grisham. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, thank you so much for listening. Next week is the return of the Press Row podcast in full, where we will have a full panel show. And the two main topics, as we talked about, are going to be a continued analysis of the somehow worsening NBA 2K14 situation, as well as an in-depth review of Power Star Golf, which has sort of snuck up on a lot of us. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And if anything else happens between now and then, we'll be certain to talk about that as well. So until then, for Brian Weedy and Chris Sanner, I am Rich Grisham. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching and for listening, and we'll see you again real soon. Cheers. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Press Row Podcast brought to you by Operation Sports. I'm your host, Richard Grisham. There are several ways to make sure you never miss an episode. Subscribe to it on iTunes, subscribe to it on Stitcher Radio, look for it on your favorite podcast app, follow the show on Twitter at Press Row Podcast, or just read Operation Sports every day. No matter which way you get it, please rate, review, and comment on it while you're there. That helps us keep the show going. And also make sure you follow each of our panelists on Twitter. They are as follows: Joysticks Mike Suzik at Mike Suzik, Kotaku's Owen Good at Owen Good, Polygon Submit Sarkar at Submit Sarkar, Operation Sports Chris Sanner at Chris SNR, Operation Sports Steve Noah at Steve _OS, Pasta Padre's Brian Weedy at Pasta Padre, and me, your host, Rich Grisham at Rich Grisham, and of course, Operation Sports at Operation Sports. And as always, it's a thrill to bring the Press Row podcast to life every 2 weeks, and we couldn't do it without the great people at Operation Sports, or you, our listeners. Thanks, and we'll see you again really soon.